Let's talk about Eric Fisher. Let's just jump right into it now. When you get the 1-1 pick, you'd love to get a Hall of Fame guy. At the very least, you want a Chiefs Hall of Fame, Ring of Honor guy, and who knows, maybe he becomes a Pro Football Hall of Famer. You broke this guy down a long time ago, and you've had him, the film breakdown of him against Michigan State, which caught my eye, and then against Iowa. But the Senior Bowl is when this guy just rocketed up the charts. What do you see with this guy, and can he become a Ring of Honor tackle?
You know what, I think he can, Mitch. And the one thing when we started out with that was when he was watching people come out, just the intensity in his eyes and the fire. And what I see in this offensive lineman is somebody with a defensive attitude. He's got a mean streak. You see him do a great job. He has good feet. He's athletic. He seems to pass block almost effortlessly at times. And at 6'7", 310 pounds, quite honestly, he has room to put on some more weight. He does. If you're next to him, he doesn't look like he weighs 310 because of his height. He's just so athletic. I love how he bends his knees. And again, I like the fact that in the run game also, he will flat get after you. I think that's something that certainly caught the eye of a lot of people in the NFL.
Well, you keep hearing the term nasty, but his athleticism is something that you pegged a long time ago. I mean, you had him kind of rated ahead of Jokel because of his athleticism.
I did, absolutely, and it was nothing to say about bad about Jokel, but as you watch Fisher right here, this is a big guy moving very, very well, again, for 6'7", 310 pounds. And it's really, really impressive. As I studied his film, to watch him take people, Mitch, off of their feet, get down low and cut them, things of that nature, really, really good. You just don't see that all the time. And right there, he pancakes a guy, gets into him, extends with his hands, and keeps his feet moving. I'm going to tell you, that sounds kind of elementary. It's just not that easy. And right there, doing a nice job holding his man off. But he understands angles. He's a smart guy. He was an engineering major. So this is a guy who, in my mind, really, really gets it.
He also gets it because evidently he loves to fish and hunt, and he likes to restore cars. I get the kind of – this is the kind of guy to me that in 5 years – Chiefs fans are going to just love the guy. And you get the feeling he wants to be here.
I think, you know, I think he had a quote saying, this is going to be a good place for me. I think he feels it right now. When you talk about Chiefs Kingdom and how they embrace people, and I really think he is one of us.